Trisha began to feel very scared suddenly. She was further from Earth than any human being, to her knowledge, had ever been, and she was with an alien creature who was lounging against a brown corduroy beanbag and squirting breath freshener into his mouth. She didn't want to make any false moves. She didn't want to alarm him, but there were things she had to know. Where did you get this? She asked, gesturing around the room nervously. The decor? Asked the leader. Do you like it? It is very sophisticated. We are a sophisticated people, we Grebulons. We buy sophisticated consumer durables by mail order. Trisha had nodded tremendously slowly at this point. Mail order, she had said. The leader chuckled. It was one of those dark chocolate, reassuring, silky chuckles. I think you think they ship it here. No, ha ha ha. We have arranged a special box number in New Hampshire. We make regular pickup visits. Ha ha. He lounged back in a relaxed fashion on his beanbag, reached for a reheated French fry and nibbled the end off it, an amused smile playing across his lips. Trisha could feel her brain beginning to bubble very slightly. She kept the video camera going. How do you pay for these wonderful, things? The leader chuckled again. American Express, he said, with a nonchalant shrug. Trisha nodded slowly this time. She knew that they gave cards exclusively to just about anybody. And these? She said, holding up the hamburger he had presented her with. It is very easy, said the leader. We stand in line. Again, Trisha realized with a cold, trickling feeling going down her spine. That explained an awful lot. She hit the fast-forward button again. There was nothing of any use here at all. It was all nightmarish madness. She could have faked something that would have looked more convincing. Another sick feeling began to creep over her as she watched this hopeless, awful tape, and she began with slow horror to realize that it must be the answer. She must be... She shook her head and tried to get a grip. An overnight flight going east, the sleeping pills she'd taken to get her through it, the vodka she'd had to set the sleeping pills going. What else? Well, there were 17 years of obsession that a glamorous man with two heads, one of which was disguised as a parrot in a cage, had tried to pick her up at a party, but had then impatiently flown off to another planet in a flying saucer. There suddenly seemed to be all sorts of bothersome aspects to that idea that had never really occurred to her. Never occurred to her. In 17 years. She stuffed her fist into her mouth. She must get help. Then there had been Eric Bartlett banging on about alien spacecraft landing on her lawn. And before that, New York had been, well, very hot and stressful. The high hopes and the bitter disappointment, the astrology stuff. She must have had a nervous breakdown. That was it. She was exhausted and she had had a nervous breakdown and had started hallucinating sometime after she got home. She had dreamt the whole story, an alien race of people dispossessed of their own lives and histories, stuck on a remote outpost of our solar system, and filling their cultural vacuum with our cultural junk. Ha! It was nature's way of telling her to check into an expensive medical establishment very quickly. She was very, very sick. She looked at how many large coughs she'd got through as well, and realized how heavily she was breathing and how fast. Part of solving any problem, she told herself, was realizing that you had it. She started to bring her breathing under control. She had caught herself in time. She had seen where she was. She was on the way back from whatever psychological precipice she had been on the brink of. She started to calm down, to calm down, to calm down. She sat back in the chair and closed her eyes. After a while, now that she was breathing normally again, she opened them again. So where had she got this tape from, then? It was still running. All right, it was a fake. She had faked it herself, that was it. It must have been her who had faked it because her voice was all over the soundtrack asking questions. Every now and then the camera would swing down at the end of a shot and she would see her own feet in her own shoes. She had faked it and she had no recollection of faking it or any idea of why she had done it. Her breathing was getting hectic again as she watched the snowy flickering screen. She must still be hallucinating. She shook her head, trying to make it go away. She had no memory of faking any of this very obviously fake stuff. On the other hand, she did seem to have memories that were very like the fake stuff. She continued to watch in a bewildered trance. End of side 7.